The following program was previously recorded. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. With me today, Danny Myers, the VP of Artistic Administration and a member of the bass section for the Omaha Symphony. Live music is returning here to Omaha. And in fact, there's going to be a couple of free concerts. There's a lot of things happening. Danny, thank you so much for joining me today. And
thank you so much for having me. We are just pumped because this is the result of months of speculating and planning, and our musicians have been so fantastic about working with us to be flexible. You know, we're getting back into rehearsals and it just feels so great to feel so normal. So we have 2 weeks of free concerts coming up. Our first week is all chamber music. So it's our brass quintet and our woodwind quintet. They're going to be in multiple locations around Omaha. We have a couple concerts at the Highlander, which is in North Omaha, the Highlander, Highland Accelerator. We've got a pop-up at the Dandelion, which is a very popular lunch spot on Fridays, 13th and Howard. And we have a performance at the Capitol District. It's a lot of places where you don't necessarily expect to see symphony musicians. And because we're all being very flexible and we're all trying new things, we are playing in unexpected places.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. But your enthusiasm is just coming through the radio today. You're almost giddy with being able to get back together and rehearse. What changes are there in the rehearsal process as far as the social distancing and that type of thing?
So obviously safety is our number one concern because no one wants to be responsible for getting their friends and their colleagues sick. And we as symphony staff are making sure that that is as minimally possible as possible. That wasn't even English what I just said. We are basically doing everything we can to make sure that there's no risk to even showing up and rehearsing. So we have our musicians spaced out. Wind and brass instruments have different spacing requirements than strings do. String players can all perform with masks on. Some of our brass and woodwind players are also able to perform with masks, which is huge. You know what I love about this is that we're not really getting people saying, oh, I'm not willing to do that. It's everyone saying, how do I do this? How do I make music again with my colleagues? And so, yeah, we have a French horn player who's wearing a mask right now in rehearsal. We have clarinetists and oboes who are figuring out how to play with masks on, with mask flaps. We have bell covers. We have 6-foot socially distanced string players. String players aren't sharing stands right now, which is odd because when you usually come to a symphony concert, you see strings paired in twos and everyone's getting their own stand. So you're going to simultaneously have that safety of not being right next to another person and sharing their air. But also, a lot of people are going to have to learn to turn pages for the first time. Which, you know, when you've been sitting next to the same person for 10, 15, 20 years, and they've always turned your pages, it's like, oh, God, which hand do I use?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What do I reach with? Our string players are all going to be masked. I believe our conductors are going to be masked. You know, we have two free orchestra concerts next week that we are doing right next to the Holland on the East Lawn. And Omaha Performing Arts has been working with us to make these just as not only as safe as humanly possible, but as fun as possible, considering that we're all going to be spaced out. And I just think everyone is going to be so happy just to be back and hearing music again and playing music again that I know that everyone hates that phrase, the new normal, but I've been so pleasantly surprised to see everyone just embrace it, just go with it.
Well, you had mentioned these two concerts on the Holland Performing Arts Center East Lawn. There's Montgomery Holson Tchaikovsky on Saturday, October 3rd, and Symphony Outdoors Music of the Movies on Sunday, October 4th. And on the 3rd, Thomas Wilkins will be back conducting. And, of course, this was supposed to be the big year where we got to say goodbye in a swan song, and it all changed. Mm-hmm. And so how wonderful is it to have the maestro back?
Oh, it feels really good. You said this is supposed to be the big bang, and we are still going to make it the best season possible for Thomas to say goodbye with. But there is, if anyone who has ever seen Thomas Wilkins knows that there is a reassurance he brings. And same thing with Ernest Richardson, you know, our principal Pops conductor. These are faces that are familiar to Omaha, that are beloved to Omaha. It feels good. It feels very much like a united front against this idea that you can't make music during this time, because we're going to prove that we can.
The Omaha Symphony will be kicking off their season with free concerts. You can find information about all of them at omahasymphony.org. She is Danny Meyer, the VP of Artistic Administration and a member of the bass section. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your rehearsal. And literally, folks didn't get to hear it in the beginning because I've cut that part out, but you were literally in rehearsal when I called you. I could hear the other artists right there and just having a great time.
I was. It feels so mundane. It feels amazing. Normal feels great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.